Tanya for the 18th day of Kislev, for Chai Kislev, is the beginning of Kuntis Achren Hecheyach Techiach Esamisecha. Hecheyach Techiach Esamisecha, you shall rebuke your friend. Afilu Meya Pa'amim, and the Gemara says that the mitzvah, the obligation to rebuke a friend is even 100 times, and it doesn't really mean 100, it means endlessly. And because of this, I cannot refrain and remain silent from screaming once again with a voice that reveals the weakness of the anguish. I plead with you b'rachamim nefishim, out of great compassion. Chusu no al nafshi seichem, have pity on your own neshama, on your own nefesh. V'hishomru v'hizoharu me'ed me'ed, and be careful, and be very scrupulous. Al ha'teira v'al ha'aveda shebelev zu tfila b'kavana, on teira and aveda of the heart, which is tfila with kavana. Lahatzchil kulam yachad ki echad, that everyone should begin the davening together as one, mila b'mila, word for word. V'loy zebekei v'zebekei, and not to have one person davening in one place, at one part of the, in one part, point at the davening, of the davening, and another person at another point in the davening. V'ze deimim, and a third person sitting silently. V'ze mesiach, and a fourth person carrying on a idle conversation, God forbid. The ikir hasiba, and the main cause, the garmo benezikin, and the catalyst that brings all this damage, who mehayerdim lefnei hateva, it comes from those who lead the davening. Shehu hefker lakel hazeitzer lifshet raglov hachetech efrasi, because it has become, the position and the honor of leading the davening has become hefker. It's been abandoned to anyone who wants to reach out and grab the honor. Ei machma she'en gam echad zeitzer chul, or it's because nobody wants the daven, to lead the davening. The ilazes, and seeing the situation, ha'etza ha'yu'utza, the proper solution, the proper advice would be, v'takona kvua chik v'leyavir et chas v'sholem, to establish a custom that should never again be interrupted, God forbid, da'hainu, and the custom should be, livcher anoshim kvuyim haru'uyim lozeh, to choose a few people that they should be the leaders of the davening because they are appropriate for it. Al pi hagedol ebezitzi leiv haminyan, to be chosen by lots or by unanimous agreement of the minyan. Dahainu, and they are appropriate, they are fitting to lead the davening because mispalalim mila b'mila b'derech hamitzua, because they daven word for word. They pronounce each word clearly, and they do it v'derech hamitzua b'keil ram, they do it in a moderate manner with a loud voice. V'loy ma'arichim yeser, the moderation is that they don't daven too long, they don't stretch out the davening yeser midai. V'loy mikatzim v'chetim chas v'sholom, they also don't swallow the words and rush through the davening, God forbid. V'aleihem mutol cheva, and it becomes their responsibility, leireid lefnei hateva, to lead the davening, kol echad v'echad b'yemei ashi yagiyalei, each of them on the day that is set aside for him. V'le'aseif elov soviv samuch, and to gather to himself, around him, close to him, kol ha'mispalalim b'keil k'tzas al kol panim, v'le'i b'lachash v'le'i chetvim chas v'shalom, to gather around him, to daven next to him, all those who daven with some voice, who daven out loud, not in a whisper, and not those who swallow their words. And in that way, they'll create an atmosphere of davening. And as is explained in the ancient takones of many cities, so this has been a custom of old in many cities, the ata, Bosi lechatzon, I'm coming only to renew them, ulechaskon, and to strengthen them, uliamtzon, and to establish them, bal yimeitu eid le'elam chas v'sholem, that they should never again be weakened or abandoned, God forbid. And in the Ksav Yad, in the manuscript, there are the words, givald, givald, ad mosai yihye zelonu lemekish, how long will we have to suffer from this? Why is it not enough? Why don't we learn our lesson from all the punishment and from all the suffering that has come to us? May God protect us and console us doubly, give us a double strength. And He should cleanse our hearts that we should be able to serve Him in truth. Chizku v'amtzu levavchem kol hamiyachelim l'Hashem. Strengthen your hearts, all those who trust in God. Gam ligmer kol hashas b'chol shana v'shana. To keep also the custom of concluding the entire Gemara annually. U'b'chol ir v'ir l'chalik ha'mesechtes al pi ha'geiro e'beratzim. That every city should divide up the Gemara, the various Gemaras, either through choosing lots or by unanimous agreement. And those cities that have a lot of citizens, a number of minyanim, they should divide them up so that each minyan will conclude the shas by itself, if there are enough members. And if there is a minyan that doesn't have enough people to finish the shas, to finish the entire Talmud, it's tarfu aleya manoshim is a minyan godel. They should add and join with people from a big minyan who are not needed by the big minyan in order to conclude the shas there. The bal yeshuna chek v'leyave, and this should not be changed. It should be established permanently, without exception, because echad v'echad mehalem dim hanau, and all those who are going to study the Gemara mentioned before, yigmer la'atzmei, should conclude, complete for himself b'chol shavua, every week, hatamnia ape shebetihilim kuf yates, the eight psukim, the eightfold psalm, which is the Psalm 119, where each letter of the Aleph Beis is used to begin eight psukim. There are eight psukim begin with an Aleph, eight psukim begin with a Beis, and so on. So it's called the Eightfold Tehillim. V'li yeis machmas chalishas hadeir ein keach b'chol echad v'echad lehesanis kiro yoloi. Another thing is that since the generation is weak, people of this generation are weakened, and they can't fast each person the number of fasts that would be appropriate and necessary for him. So the solution for this is, as the Gemara says, kol hashem shabbos kil chosei, that whoever keeps Shabbos according to its halacha, meichlim le'al kol avei nesav, is forgiven for all his sins. So this can replace the fasting. But this is kehilchose daike. But it has to be keeping Shabbos according to its halacha, to the laws of Shabbos, that are many. Lochein mutal al kol echad v'echad. It is therefore the obligation of each individual, lihiyeis boki behilchus rabosa lishabata, to be familiar, thoroughly familiar, with the many laws of Shabbos. V'gam yizohem ha'eich le'lasuach shum sicha b'teilo chas v'sholem. He should also be careful not to engage in any idle conversations on Shabbos. V'yeis mudazeis l'yedechem. Being that it is known to those who study Kabbalah, Ki b'chol ha-mitzvahs yesh pnimis v'chatzenis. That every mitzvah has an inner and an outer dimension. V'chatzenis me ha-shabbos, the outer dimension of Shabbos, the external dimension, hu shvisa me ha-siyah gashmis, is the resting, desisting from physical labor, physical actions. Just as God rested from creating heaven and earth, upnimiyas haShabbos, and the inner dimension of Shabbos, he hakavona b'tfilas haShabbos u'b'talmud Torah l'davka b'Hashem Echad. The inner part of Shabbos is the kavona that a person has in the Shabbos davening and in the study of Torah to cleave to God. Shabbos LaHashem Elikecha. As it says, Shabbos is a day of Hashem Elikecha. That resting is not only a refraining from physical labor, but it also means an elevation. That we elevate ourselves to the level of Hashem Elikecha, where Hashem becomes Elikecha, they become one Hashem Echad. Vizui b'china zocher, and this inner dimension of Shabbos, this is the zocher, the remembering of the Shabbos, because there's the shomer esiyem haShabbos and there's zocher esiyem haShabbos. So shomer esiyem haShabbos l'kache means to keep the Shabbos, and that's the external part of Shabbos. And then there is zocher, to remember the Shabbos. Remembering is a more internal process, and that refers to the internal part of Shabbos, to the kavana and the elevation of Shabbos. Ubechinas shomei b'pnimius, and even the external part of Shabbos also has its internal part, the internal part of the external. B'pnimius hi hashvisa midiburim gashmin. What is the inner, more pnimius dike, rest and refraining from labor? It is refraining from speech, from speech concerning physical matters, because speech is a more internal garment than action. And this reflects God's resting on Shabbos, kimei sheshovas Hashem miyud maimodet shenivru behem shemayim v'aretz, just as God rested on Shabbos from the 10 utterances with which he created heaven and earth. So the resting for God was also a resting of speech, of not speaking weekday things. Because the unholy is the opposite of the holy. So the resting of Shabbos is resting from the unholy speech. And that's the inner dimension of the keeping of Shabbos, of the external part of Shabbos. And this is the conclusion of the Tanya, a reference, we might say, to the coming of Mashiach, Liyem Shekulei Shabbos, when the world will be permanently Shabbosdik, and we will then rest permanently from conversation even about earthy, worldly things. And as the Rambam says, the conversation will be only in the pursuit of the knowledge of God. In the Hayem Yem for the 18th of Kislev, Yud Ches Kislev, the Rebbe writes, "B'mincha ein emim tachnan." It's Ed of Yud Ches Kislev, so by mincha we don't say tachnan. HaTzemach Tzedek Kesev, the Tzemach Tzedek writes that Ava de Bechinas v'imcha leicha fatzti, the love of God on the level of imcha leicha fatzti, not desiring anything besides God. Haynu shaleilachpet shum dover zulose yizbarech v'loy afilu shamayim v'oretz shehem gan eden elyin v'tachtin. Not desiring anything besides God, not even heaven and earth, meaning the higher gan eden and the lower gan eden. Kirak biyud nivra, etc. Because all of them, heaven and earth, gan eden elyin and gan eden tachtin, were all created with the yud of God's name. They're not the essence of God. Elati yeha'ava zak lo yizbarich levad. The love should be only for God Himself. The Hainu Lemuhusei Ve'atzmusei Yisbarich Mamash, to the essence of God. V'kacho Yon Nishma Haloshem Emeiri V'Rabbi Nishmasei Eden. And this is the expression that we heard from my teacher, my master, from the Alter Rebbe, Bidveikusei, in his contemplation, in his Dveikus. Shehoye Emer B'Zeh Haloshem. He would say as follows, Ich will ze garnisht. I don't want them at all. I don't desire them at all. Ich will nicht dein Gan Eden. Ich will nicht dein Elam Haba. I don't want your Gan Eden. I don't want your Elam Haba. Ich will men nicht as dich allein. I want only you alone. Gut Yomtev, Lishon Noteva, Belimud Achsidus, Vedarki Achsidus, Tikoseivu, Vesei Choseimu.